This is GQDN for Thursday, August 10th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/groupquest. And by patreon.com/thegroupquest. And of course, by stackup.org. If you have any mental issues, go check out stackup.org/stop. In today's news, we talk about some Fortnite, some Metal Gear, and Destiny 2 update. But today, we start with PlayStationLifestyle.net, and they are saying that Metro 2033 creator has been given a prison sentence for speaking out against the Russia invasion of Ukraine. So, the author of Metro, Dmitry Glozovsky, and I do apologize if I butchered the name, and I probably did. In fact, I did. Has indeed been handed an 8-year prison sentence that was done by a Russian court for what they are saying is spreading disinformation about the country's armed forces. Now, he is a former journalist that turned author, and he did create the novel Metro 2033, which does have a series of books along with video game adaptations, and he had a very active hand in it. Now, most recently, he was a consultant on the 4A's third game in the series, Metro Exodus. But what the Associated Press did report was that on the social media platforms, he accused Russian soldiers for committing crimes and the country's invasion when they attacked Ukraine, and they were deemed, quote, fake information, unquote, within the war. Now, he was in Argentina, and currently he is not residing in Russia. Now, the law was changed after war was declared, and it did allow that the country, Russia, to implement heavy prison sentences that goes up to 15 years for any citizen who speaks out against the country in the war situation. And that's what Dmitry was accused of. So, what will happen? And will he be fighting it? We shall see. Now, we get to some lighter but yet still dark news. And we're going to talk a lot about Nintendo everything, so the next 3 articles. And they're saying that Nintendo is delaying the completion of its new development building. So, the report came from Nickel. It's N-I-K-K-E-L. And Nintendo could delay the completion of its new development center that is in Japan. So, the company announced that it acquired some land next to it, and that is in its main quarters in Kyoto. And they would put it to use as a new development center. So, it is about 10,000 meters squared, and it had a tentative name called Corporate Headquarters Development Center Building Number 2. Now, they wanted to have the building be 12 stories tall with a completion date for 2027. But what was a part of the report, Nintendo is considering making it maybe bigger or smaller, but they're making adjustments. So now the company is expecting some long-term staff increase. They're making it bigger, so they're having more floors added to it. And it will not be ready until minimum 2028. Now, Nintendo did hire 130 new graduates during the 2023 fiscal year. And that's a 50% increase compared to 3 years ago. In fact, Shuntaro Furuka did say, quote, "The development resources required per piece of the software are increasing. We would like to maintain the level of recruitment of the past few years," end quote. Now, they're also saying that Nickelodeon, the All-Star Brawl 2, does have a SpongeBob spotlight. So, here is what they're saying about the Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl 2. Quote, "Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl 2 lets you duke it out with the series' biggest and best fighting characters roster yet, including all new characters like Squidward, Tentacles, Jimmy Neutron, and more to be announced. Choose your favorite brawlers, master their unique movesets, and use brand new powerful supers to land the finishing blow. Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl 2 will launch with its own single-player campaign featuring roguelike elements, voice acting for all the playable characters, and full cross-play in all game systems. And they did go through some of the systems that they have. But SpongeBob may be there. Now, they're also saying that if you turned on your Nintendo Switch, you might have got a surprise, because Quake 2 did show up in the store. So, that's Bethesda, and they released the game on the Switch eShop, which does come with QuakeCon 2023. Now, Quake 2 does come with the Call of the Machine expansion and the original mission packs, Quake 2 64 and the local multiplayer, along with cross-play support. And they did quite a few more things to it, like motion aiming ready. So if you like that kind of stuff on your Switch, go check it out. And by the way, if you're a Patreon, you come into our Discord, you'll see all the GQDN show notes that is posted under the Patreon channel. That said, PCGamer.com did say that Palea does enter open beta today. So what is this game? Well, it's an MMO. And what this is a game that has gathering, gardening, and decorating. Now, the developers have been really working hard on this game because they were pretty well stressed, because they knew they wanted to try to get the game ready very soon. So that's why the beta is out, and all of you can check that out. And they were also given some information on their Discord, because they saw that things were crashing, some things were going bad. But what Singularity 6 did say in its Discord, quote, "In the last 7 days, we conducted a total of 5 hot fixes as our team tirelessly works to solve as many impacting our Palians as we could. We won't deny that there are plenty of issues that still need to be resolved, and we won't deny the Palians who are stuck, missing items, or otherwise are unable to play." So, you can download the launcher on Palia's website, and you can play for free. Now, Singularity 6 has not yet given a launch date, but according to PC Gamer, it will be on Nintendo Switch this holiday season. So probably December. We'll see. What is some good news is, according to IGN, Destiny 2, Savala now has a new voice actor. As a matter of fact, Bungie did say in a statement, quote, "Earlier this year, we lost Lance Reddick, the English language voice actor of Commander Zabal. The passion and professionalism Lance brought to the role over the last decade was unmistakable and loved by all. Lance's iconic voice has led us through the most intense moments in Destiny's history, and its impact on our Guardians, our community, and Bungie as a whole will never be forgotten." But they did get up on Twitter too and say, quote, "An important update on the future of Commander Zavala's journey," and they gave a link to it. Now, Keith David is the one who is going to take over the voice. He has worked on games like Halo 5, Guardians, Mortal Kombat 11, and Mass Effect 3. Here is what he said, quote, "I am honored to continue the great work of Lance Reddick as Zavala. Lance captured the character's sense and integrity so wonderfully. It is my intention to continue that work. We shall see how he does," because he's going to be in the next expansion. Now, Metal Gear Solid, according to Polygon.com, is going to have a board game. And yes, it will. Now, the board game is a 4-player game, or up to 4-player game. They have to make their way through a 14-mission narrative campaign. The playable characters include Solid Snake, Meryl, Gray Fox, and Otacon. It is a moment-to-moment action, and is designed by Spectre Ops. So we shall see what happens. A dice roll and some cards, looks like. Yeah, we'll see what happens. Right now, the board game is $100, which is 10% off, and that's at Backer Kit, so you can go check it out. Now we go to some very unhappy players, because PushSquare.com did say that some people just won't get Red Dead Redemption on PlayStation 4. So they made a graph, basically, with 4,402 votes, and over 64% said no. Only 6% said perhaps, but only if it gets big updates. 21% said maybe when it's on sale. Only 5% said, yeah, I'll buy it at some point. 4% said they'll be buying it day one. We end today with a little bit of Fortnite news. And I know I like to try to end the show with positive, but sometimes this cannot be helped. Because fans, once again, are not happy. .esports said that Jujutsu Kaisen event was filled with bad stuff. So, Jujutsu Kaisen crossed over with Fortnite in an event, and they were hyping up the cursed llamas, the straw dole technique, and break the curse quests. Now, that did come with a mini pass, but people were not happy with how things turned out. And in fact, they were saying it was, quote, filled with useless crap. In fact, after the event was released, fans showed their anger and criticism on the Fortnite subreddit. And they were saying that the value to cost ratio wasn't worth it at all, especially when you compare that to the Star Wars event. Yeah, that's a direct quote from the site, but you get the gist. And in fact, .esports did give the breakdown of the Star Wars mini pass and the Jujutsu Kaisen mini pass, and it did show that, yeah, people weren't happy about it. But hey, we all screw up sometimes. I should know. We are a group quest, and we do that sometimes. We're also Dawn Forge. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. Maybe we'll find some better news. So until then, until tomorrow, play some games, people, and have fun.